Welcome back to the Crocker Coalition Podcast. I'm your host, Nigga Nguyen, right back at it again, everybody. We are coming into a new Wednesday, the day after the election. Well, it's still going on. It's going to go on for weeks until we find results and all that stuff. But I didn't really even vote, to be honest. I'm not really much of a voter. Mostly, I'm just a guy who says, you know what? I'm going to root for anybody. Anybody who could make the country great again. Not in the way of Trump, to be honest. I mean, I wasn't really a big Trump guy, but you know what we didn't deal with during the Trump administration was a full-on scale war that is going on in Ukraine. And honestly, we need to end that shit. Honestly, all of our tax dollars are going over there. I mean, where do they fucking pull out this money that is magically just thrown over there? Honestly, I mean, it's been how many months already? Jeez. Since March? February? Since then? Damn. Anyways, we're not really going to get into the political aspect of the elections, because we all know as long as somebody wins and that's declared a winner, you know, I mean, we gotta go with that, you know. So far, we're coming into a new week. Thought I should let you know. So, I had been like looking. I mean, I'm pretty sure some people are confused what I'm about to say. But when it comes to that whole thing about the episodes and how I labeled them, apparently this is episode 14, and wow, it's episode 14 already, and I'm like feeling like what the fuck, and then all of a sudden I had to look at it, and then there's like season 2 episode 14. Now what happened to season 1, you might be asking? Oh well, it got thrown into the cesspit of deletion. Some of them have been deleted. Some of them were actually taken down by Spotify, which I think is a good thing. It is a good thing. No, nothing heinous was said. No war crimes were committed on the previous podcasts. It's just that the music company take it down, you know. The music companies took it down because I used to be a music reviewer, which was a classic way of saying, oh, I fucking was a radio DJ, even though this is a podcast. anyways, so yeah, I used to do that shit. I used to review. So far, yeah, all of those episodes are gone. Anyways, we're coming into a new week, everybody. The election is going. Good for them. I hope somebody wins who is literally willing to do the job correctly. Republican or Democrat, I'm rooting for any one of them, you know. If one wins, then I'm going to root for them. If the other one, I just don't want to go that far into it. But anyways, as I was talking about the episode situation, I was looking at every Wednesday, because I was looking through the calendar at every Wednesday, what days will it be? And I was thinking, will Christmas fall on a day that I actually do a podcast? Apparently not, because the day that I do a podcast is nowhere on Christmas. However, on the 28th of December, that is a Wednesday, a.k.a. the 28th of December is my birthday. So it falls on my birthday over there in December. Therefore, will I do a podcast? I actually might. I don't know. I have to look at the weather reports on that one, because I know December is one of the cruel months to even celebrate my birthday. I mean, come on. Like, it's going to be fucking snowing. Of course, a podcast will fall on my birthday. I feel so honored. I feel so blessed, you know. Now let's get back right into it, shall we? Chris Chan related business. I had to put my topics in my notepad right here, and Nothing really going on with the Chris Chan related business. We'll probably try back next Wednesday. Nothing really new. If I find out anything, I will have an emergency podcast right out and right then. But apparently some people are claiming that the Chris Chan jail art is being released, and anything that he made in jail, basically any drawings, sketches, they're being released. One of them in particular is catching my eye, but it looks too perfect to be a Chris Chan drawing. It looks too fake to be one, you know? And it's like, it's a crazy fucking art that some people would say, did a fucking insane person draw this? And the answer would be yes. However, is it authentic? We don't know. I mean, nobody knows. It looks too fucking good to be a Chris Chan art, to be honest. I mean, that's about it, everybody. I mean, that's about it. Regarding it looks like a fucking, it looks like somebody insane in an asylum literally drew that shit, and it looks cursed. Let's be honest, it just looks cursed. So yeah. I'm looking at it right now. It does look cursed. Oh my gosh. So anyways, day in the life of Nikki transition. Anyways, so next week on November 19th is the great, well, not the great, but in Winslow, Arizona, I will be going to a parade on November 19th. So yeah, I'm going to places. Well, yes, the parade is going to be held at in Winslow. I believe it's a Christmas parade. They do these early. It's kind of like a Macy's parade, but it's one of the biggest ones. So I will be going there. So far, I'm looking at the weather. It's kind of looking great. The weather's looking great, so I'm hoping that the weather will be great for the next podcast. Well, actually, no. The 14th is going to end up on a Saturday, so there won't be a podcast for the parade, obviously. So next week, I will have a brief podcast on the Wednesday of that week, so I don't know if I'll be doing a podcast that day, actually, because I have some business to take care of on Wednesday, of course, getting to Winslow, Arizona. That's fucking 1,000 miles right there. Actually, I don't know. I think it's like 300 or 800 miles, because you're going through the fucking desert. I think it is like somewhere in the hundreds area of the, of those miles, you know. It really is, it's a long fucking way, yeah, I mean, it is a long drive. It's gonna be like, the fastest way to go down is probably go south, go towards Gallup. Well, actually, no, we're not gonna go into Gallup, we're gonna go in through the fucking long way, because we have to go meet up with some people in Winslow, and then, I'm gonna go meet up with some cousins of mine in White Cone, Arizona, and then we gotta go south, then we gotta take a lot of twisty loopies and all that shit, all the way to Winslow, Arizona. And for people who don't know, it's based, well, actually, no, the town has existed for a long time. I was about to say, that town is based off the fucking Eagles song, which one was it? it's the one where it's like, I'm standing on the corner of Winslow, Arizona, na, 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 na. You know, it's that song. I think it's Take It Easy is that song, and of course, that, they literally built a statue there, and it's called the Standing on Winslow, Arizona statue, you know, and it's looking nice over there. It's still standing. So yeah, November the 19th will be the Great Winslow Parade, Christmas Parade, that is going on. It should be a good week. It's starting on a Saturday, so I'm going to be there on Saturday, and I should be returning back to Shiprock on Sunday. I know I'm leaving Friday to go down there, and it's going to be a great parade. We hope it's going to be doing all right, you know. I mean, no problems coming up. And speaking of problems coming up, Twitter's future, obviously it has been bought by, Elon Musk. So far it has been, it's full of racism now. Jesus. Oh man. Apparently even Elon Musk is even charging people to say the N-word, and basically everybody and anybody who has been basically wanting to say the N-word, now's your chance. For only $6, you can say the N-word, and it's all approved by fucking Elon Musk, who is a 100% African American. Now that sounds fucked up. Well, it's true. I mean, he is from South Africa. He is from South Africa, so wouldn't that make him an African American? I mean, I guess we'll never know. Anyways, yeah. The future of Twitter is not going to be very, very great. It might not even last long. Apparently, all of the advertisements are even pulling out because of it, you know? They're pulling out, and I don't see Twitter lasting long, especially on the long fucking path that like Twitter has fucking made, you know, this ancient fucking relic that has held on to its great empire will fucking suddenly fall. Twitter will fucking fall, you know? I mean, there's a prediction for that. We don't know when. Obviously, the advertisements are pulling out. Therefore, the end is nigh. And I'm saying to Twitter that the days of reckoning are upon it. And I don't mean that in the religious. Well, actually, maybe I do. So, let's talk about oh man, I fucking almost choked just now. Anyways, what the fuck? Oh, I just had gotten a notification from somebody. Who the hell is this? I don't even know that guy. Anyways, as I was about to say, Facebook. Oh my gosh, Facebook has literally become a porno app at this point. Literally, apparently Mark Zuckerberg lost a lot of money. And I believe it was because of the fucking Meta. Oh my god. The Meta is basically The Sims. Let's be honest, that's The Sims 5. The fucking rejected version of The Sims 5. And oh my gosh, it's just disturbing. It looks fucking scary. Mark Zuckerberg in the fucking metaverse looks scary as shit. I mean, it looks so fucking realistic that I would say that's the fucking real Mark Zuckerberg. And looking at Mark Zuckerberg through like other fucking photographs, you would see that is a fucking accurate depiction of what he looks like. He looks like a whole ass fucking robot. Let's be honest. Mark Zuckerberg is a fucking robot. He's an alien. He's a lizard from some galactic universe that has managed to take over the minds of several thousands and hundreds of millions of people who use the fucking app of Facebook, you know? And so, Yeah. Now, here's another one. This is, I think we're just talking about social media this morning. TikTok and how it managed to win people since its creation, you know? Well, obviously, TikTok used to be called Musical.ly. And Musical.ly was this app where people would actually do the same thing what was shown on TikTok. And so, how it managed to win hundreds of millions of billions of people is astonishing, you know? I mean, it's become the most addicting app, and literally it is just scrolling down endlessly, seeing millions of videos appear on your For You page, which is an FYP for short, and it has become the most addicting app, and I mean, honestly, it is the most addicting app, and TikTok managed to actually fucking make it like that, because nobody on Facebook endlessly scrolls down, nobody on Instagram endlessly scrolls down, nobody on fucking Tumblr scrolls down endlessly, nobody on fucking Moco Space scrolls down endlessly. MySpace, we'll never know what the fuck happened to that one. That one got fucking thrown into the cesspit along with my fucking episodes. Honestly. So yeah, TikTok has managed. They have managed to fucking make this the most addicting app that, like, before I fucking wake up, I go straight to fucking TikTok, which is something that I've never done in my whole life. I have never said, you know what, I'm just gonna go straight to fucking TikTok when I wake up. You know, that's literally the app that I go to sleep on, and then I fucking wake up early in the morning, I turn on my phone, and then I fucking, like, watch a TikTok. And literally, it is either the most fucking weirdest shit or, I don't know. I mean, to be honest, they made it addicting. And you know what? All of these companies, they're fucking trying. They are trying. Look at YouTube. They made YouTube Shorts, which is a fucking mock of fucking TikTok, which are fucking boring. Let's be honest. YouTube Shorts are fucking boring. Mostly it's just all conspiracy videos and, videos that are like, this is what was discovered in the world, like, fucking yesterday. There's a fucking hole in the world, you know? Literally, they'll fucking just do those YouTube Shorts, or it'll be some fucking, like, Cocomelon or some shit playing on their YouTube Shorts. And along with Instagram, Instagram Reels, this whole fucking, of course, Instagram has always been, like, fucking posting videos and shit. Reels was meant for, Instagram Reels were always meant for, like, long-ass videos. If you uploaded a long-ass video, then that was literally it. Also, regarding this, apparently, Instagram has actually made their stories to play 3-minute videos, which is actually a fucking good thing, because I have always wanted to post a 3-minute video in a story. That 3-minute video being, I don't know. I usually just post up random shit. So yeah, that's what I found out. I guess that's a good thing for Instagram, which I don't even know who uses Instagram anymore. Snapchat, I don't even know who the fuck uses that anymore. Honestly, Snapchat has actually become a porno app at this point. Mostly the Snapchat Premium, that's mostly people doing their own fucking porno and shit, you know? That's pretty much it about that whole situation. So yeah. as I was talking about TikTok, it has managed, and there was this whole fucking scene that we'll be watching movies on our phone, which is something that has already been doing, you know. Who remembers Quibi? Oh, man. Quibi is, oh my God, that's an ancient app. It was about to become a streaming services that was on your phone that you could watch on your phone. And it was like a streaming only through mobile devices because they said, you know what? A lot of people are always on their phone. Let's fucking make a streaming service that is exclusively for the phone and that will only be like in portrait mode, you know? That was literally the whole thing. And we never knew what fucking happened to it, you know? We never knew what happened to it. Obviously, it didn't go too well. The company went down under, and all of a sudden, it just went down under. It fucking disappeared. Nobody remembers Quibi. Nobody remembers Quibi, and it's for fucking good reason, because I don't think they were really posting out good fucking shows. I mean, I think it was just like fucking Darmon videos, you know? I mean, let's be honest. I think it was pretty much like that. Speaking of streaming services, the best streaming service, in my opinion, is actually fucking surprisingly Tubi. To be honest, Tubi has been posting out a lot of good movies recently. You would think that, oh, Tubi is just for fucking those fucking off-brand movies that are with bad acting and unknown celebrities. However, it has actually fucking proved itself to be a good fucking streaming app. So if you don't want to pay for Netflix, you don't want to pay for Hulu or even HBO Max or fucking Disney Plus, well, stop there and fucking watch Tubi, you know? Like, there's a lot of movies, there's a lot of shows. I've been mostly watching, okay, I'm not sponsored by, I'm not sponsored, but I do love, I'm actually watching, Everybody Hates Chris, which is one of my fucking favorite, one of my fucking favorite shows, and Everybody Hates Chris has been a good show on this platform, Tubi, which I'm not sponsored by, but I would prefer people to watch Tubi. It's a Nicki Duran approved product. Even though I do have Hulu and Netflix and HBO Max, I mean, let's be honest, I have them, but Tubi is one of those great ones that I would actually prefer. I would actually drop all three of my fucking, oh yeah, and they're fucking playing good movies this month too, actually, on Tubi. They're fucking playing a lot of good movies like Django Unchained and Polar Express, apparently. Polar Express, oh wow, actually, that's actually a pretty good movie. They're even playing Deadpool, Deadpool 1 and 2, which is one of my, I wouldn't really put down my favorite movies, but it's on there. So, yeah, if you want to fucking choose that app, you can choose that app. So, I would prefer, you know. So, anyways, yeah, Tubi, I'm not sponsored. Anyways, so, this next topic, I already said in the second topic, which was the Chris Chan community shitstorm. Honestly, let's talk about that, shall we? So yeah, the Chris Chan community shitstorm. It's an obvious one. It literally is an obvious one that it is gone to shit. Everybody is just, they're just making up shit at this point, but we'll never know when Barb will die or even Chris will die. We know that Chris is still in jail, obviously, and so we're dealing with that sort of thing. Anyways, our next topic is coming straight out of the Roblox universe. Elton John has teamed up with Roblox, which is the most surprising thing ever done in the history of fucking anything, literally. Elton John has decided to team up with fucking Roblox, which is something that I never thought would happen, but it happened anyways. And so, yeah, he's doing, he made a game, and I think he's gonna do a concert. I think he's gonna do a concert in Roblox, and it is professionally made, so it's obviously not made by Elton, but... Well, I mean, it might be, but some creators got together and they decided to make Elton John a game. And now they're celebrating on there. And this is all connected with the farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, which is Elton John's last year to actually be performing. He is deciding to retire, and I missed a fucking show. It was literally near me. I literally missed a fucking show. And this is when I had COVID. there was going to be a show. Okay, this was back in Corpus. Corpus Christi, Texas. I was going to go to the Elton John show. Farewell Yellow Brick Road, which was going to be in my area. And I fucking missed it. I missed it. Well, actually, I know. I think he canceled, to be honest. I think he canceled Corpus Christi because we have the American Bank Center. And he's been there. He's been there a little bit of times, actually. He was there in, I think it was like 2012, around there. I actually managed to see that show. That's the show I actually managed to see, and it was fucking beautiful. Of course, that was not his farewell tour. He was just doing tours at the time, and that was the most beautiful fucking, like, show ever. And it is a 10 out of 10. As well as, Paul McCartney, he was doing a fucking show in Texas, but it wasn't near me. I was wanting to go to that one, too, but I don't know. I think I was just too far from it. It was like in North Texas. It was like way the fuck up there. And I believe I was working that day too, actually. Yeah, I was working. I was fucking working. And so, yeah. Of course, I managed to see only one show. And that was Elton. Elton John's show. Which is a roller coaster of emotions. It is the most spectacular fucking beautiful beautiful show that Elton has ever done. I love Elton John's songs. I mean, I fucking love all of it, you know, like, I mean, being there in person to witness Elton on the fucking stage, that is the most spectacular moment in anybody's history. I mean, honestly, I could talk about Elton John all fucking day, you know. Like, of course, I've been enjoying his Roblox map. And honestly, I gotta say, I mean, it's really it's really a good thing. He's giving away free badges if you join into the game, too. Like, free badges, I believe some free gear that you can unlock and have and keep. So, yeah. Is he gonna do a show? I fucking honestly hope so, because I would love to fucking participate in that. And that is something that I'm waiting for. So yeah, Elton John, he's in Roblox. Now this is the last topic, and we're barely 20 minutes in. Why? I don't fucking know. Something happened. Because it feels like I'm talking here for like an hour. It feels like it's been an hour, but it really has been like 20 minutes, which is the fucking most horrible timing, you know? And this next topic is an actual good topic. I don't know if I even reviewed the Revolver 2020 remix of the Beatles' Revolver. I don't even know if I even reviewed it. and I have an honest opinion on it. As I said before, of course, I bought the Let It Be Super Deluxe Edition. I was going to buy a revolver. However, I just decided to opt out. I decided that I don't want it, you know? I mean, it's kind of the same songs, you know? And so I got to listen to it over the weekend. I streamed it on Spotify. And obviously, it was a good song. It was a good album. I liked it. But I feel that it has actually... it feels like it wasn't even remastered, to be honest. I think I might have listened to the wrong one. But I had to opt out in buying the Super Deluxe Edition. And for obvious reasons, the price has gone up. The price wasn't an issue. It was just, I already had one, you know, I had one. And it's the same with when I bought Let It Be. When I first bought Let It Be, I have the 2009 edition. I have the 2009 remaster, so it's on my shelf. And so I had decided, you know what, I'm going to buy the Super Deluxe Edition. So I bought the Super Deluxe Edition, and then Amazon lost that package. And so... I guess it ended up coming in Christmas. How that fucking came out of my mouth. Okay. So it ended up coming on Christmas, you know? It came on Christmas. But, you know what I... Okay, they lost it. I thought they lost it for fucking good, you know? And so I went to Walmart and bought the Walmart edition of the Let It Be album, which is still the fuck. Well, honestly, let's be honest. The Walmart vinyls, some of them are bad. Some of them are actually good. And for some reason, the ones that I have been buying from Walmart have actually been in good quality. They are in 100% good quality. Of course, what you have to watch out for is buying a vinyl that is fucked up, you know? Some of them could be broken, you know? And that's the reason why I say, you know, like, that is, your album could either be fucked up or somewhat ruined in ways, you know? Like, when it is going into the studio and... being recorded, you can have recording errors, and of course that is a horrible thing, you know, when you buy a vinyl, especially with fucking Walmart vinyl prices are literally skyrocketing. It is like, I believe it's like between $15 and $100. Well, I've never seen $100 vinyl, but I would predict it would be a box collection of vinyl, you know? like how the Beatles released the singles album. The Beatles singles collection ended up coming in on, was it 2018? Around that time, they decided to re-release all the singles and on beautiful vinyl, by the way. It came in a box collection, and it is still 200. Well, actually, no, I think it's like 125, around that area, but I'm waiting for it to, like, at least decrease down just a little teensy bit, and then I'll buy it, you know, because when it comes to vinyls, I have a fucking price range. I have a fucking idea, you know. I want the vinyl to at least cost under 100, or maybe in that 100 range of 101 to 105, around there. That's all I'll do, you know. The maximum, I have never bought a vinyl that was, you know, actually, I take that back. I fucking did buy a vinyl that was over 100. It's the Beatles fucking Let It Be Super Deluxe Edition. That one was the one that costed the most, ladies and gentlemen. I am ashamed to admit I had actually bought it for over $100. It was like $200, $201. Honestly, and it's the best album. It's just the best album ever. The Super Deluxe Edition, it is still one of the most... It is the most bestest album ever. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. It deserves a 10 out of 10 from Nicki Duran. It deserves it. Anyways. Anyways, that has been all for today. We'll see you back next Wednesday. Again, next Wednesday will be a brief fucking podcast. I'm talking like it'll probably be the same time as this one, 30 minutes in. So yeah, that'll probably be coming in Wednesday. I gotta wake up. I'm fucking like falling asleep here. So yeah, this has been the Crockett Coalition Podcast. I am your host, Nicki Duran, right back at it again. Oh, I'm saying the intro. But this has been the Crockett Coalition Podcast. I am your host, Nicki Duran, and I will see you all next Wednesday. And before I go, I have made a mistake, ladies and gentlemen. Before I go, apparently the podcast... Twitter page is not at the Crockett Coalition Podcast. The real at is at Mr. Duran IV. It's at Mr. Duran IV is the actual Twitter page. So for any people who have actually gotten, like, lost, that is the real Twitter page. And we almost don't really respond on there, honestly. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Not going to lie, I haven't really posted anything on there since October. And I might now. Anyways, this has been Nicki Duran. I've been your host. Thank you and have a good one. See you next Wednesday. Peace and love, my friends.